Hi, Esperanza Ray, your host here. And I want to welcome you to New Consciousness, New World. This is the radio show every other Monday. So welcome back to the show. We are starting a special part of the show, I would say, because we're going to be focusing on the ascension process. And not just that, but we are going to be like studying how to become aware, how to connect with higher self, and not only that, but help us to develop a higher awakening. And for that purpose, we're going to be touching base with, different definitions of what the ascension process is. However, I'll also be making reference to one of the most important books on the subject, which is the Bible. And along with the Bible, I'll also be using my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, because that's what the book is about. And I might be even giving you some insight into what my next book is going to be. I ask you to forgive me for my voice, but I've lost my voice for a little while, and even though I'm recuperating my voice, I have to say it's not quite back yet. So my apologies for, having a little bit of a rasp to my voice. And in the last show we discussed my friend Charlie, who passed away, who is a co-host with me on the show. It's unfortunate that he has passed on. Well, unfortunate in for me, I would say, because for Charlie, he's off in a better world, in a better place. I know, because he is such a great person. And last week we shared a little bit. Well, not last week, 2 weeks ago, we shared a little bit of a message that he provided me after his passing, that he wanted to provide for his family. And basically it had to do with the message of that there is another side, and on the other side what we bring is the love for our relationships here, the love for the things that were so meaningful in our lives, and all the positive effects. And we learn from those things that were not necessarily so positive, but that teach us sometimes greater lessons. And our focus is going to be, like I said a few minutes ago, on the ascension process. And let us briefly talk about what the ascension process is, because that is probably very important to understand. We keep mentioning the word ascension, and some of you might have some level of understanding on the topic, but let's just put it ourselves all on the same page so that we can talk about the ascension. For example, Dr. Hertog, in the book, his new book, The Over-Self Awakening, an incredible, powerful book. It's a guide to basically learning to connect with the soul in the process, step by step, on how we connect to our higher self, and not just the higher self, but how we connect to our Christ consciousness, and so on. But for our purpose at this point, he defines in his book, The Over-Self Awakening, again by Dr. Hertog and Desiree Hertog, both PhDs, wonderful intellects of spirituality and great spiritual workers in our world. We are very fortunate to have these people among us in this time, because their work is extremely, almost, it would be hard to describe how important their work is, I think, because of the power of the written information that these two wonderful spiritual beings provide. And obviously, one of the most powerful for me is the seven the 72 sacred names of God, which is extremely powerful and can be used, obviously, as mantras two for different purposes. Each one has a specific purpose. However, they can be combined and they have multiple uses for almost anything you could possibly think of. And he has come out with a second book, also 72 Divine Names of God, which makes for a total of 144, which is the number of the beings of light, the hierarchy, the elect, the number of elect, which basically these are masters on our planet, and they need to basically, through their consciousness, through 144,000, we can basically create the ascension process. There will be enough light and enough energy manifested and active at that point in time where the ascension will take place. And this is a process that is gradually occurring as the ascended masters are gradually being elevated and their energy vibration is being quickened so that they can facilitate this process. But let me just start briefly. We'll get more into all of this throughout this this show and the next shows to follow, because like I said, this is going to be a series. And if you feel that you would like to ask questions or even participate on the show, feel free to do so, because, you know, we welcome questions. Sometimes people may not feel comfortable asking questions, but we do ask you if you do want something discussed or you have concerns or are not clear about something, or just simple everyday things that happen that you're trying to understand how this all fits into the great bigger picture, then feel free to go on to BBS Radio. There's a number there, several numbers actually, that you can call. You can also Skype. And obviously, there's my email as well, where you can email me any questions, and I'll be happy to address those on the show. And if you don't want your name mentioned, I will always respect that. So let's get started, because I think this is a very exciting part of our show. And from Dr. Hertog's book, The Over-Self Awakening, and Desiree Hertog, his wife, this is how they define the ascension. The ascension, direct contact with the higher worlds, biolocation or elevation through the Holy Spirit, the process of going to the next level of evolution through quantum change, or subsequent levels depending on the preparation of the soul. Now, we have talked about quantum consciousness on our show previously, having to do with the book Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, which I've published, and it's on Amazon for those of you who might want to look at it. It is on Amazon, again, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012. And I'll repeat one more time, because this is a very simple definition of the ascension, but yet it's very clear. And I'll provide you with additional information on the ascension, what it means. However, I think this is very, very right on and very clear. Direct contact with the higher worlds. The higher worlds meaning the worlds of spirit, the worlds of which have already reached the fifth dimensional consciousness or beyond, because fifth dimension is not the only level. As human beings, we continue to progress through different aspects, and we continue to progress from the fifth dimension onward until we reach our highest possible potential. And not only that, but we return to our original place of origin, which is oneness again, full oneness with God. All right. I love this definition. And this one is from Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And she defines the ascension process as the ritual whereby the soul reunites with the spirit of the living God, the I Am Presence. And this is what Christ, Yeshua, discussed, better known as Jesus, discusses in or talks about in the Bible, the I Am Presence and the oneness with the living God is, I think, the key. That is the exactly. Because we're not talking about an absent God. We're really talking about a living God that's fully present and omnipotent And that's the energy force. That's the life force that we want to connect, because it is from this point, from this living God, that we originate. It is from, we are made in His, in, well, I'll say His because that's the traditional expression. I really don't wish to get caught up in the female, male part. God really has no gender. He's all-encompassing. And we talk about the different aspects of God when we refer to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, which the Holy Ghost is believed to be the feminine energy, okay? So we got our bases all covered. But in truth, God is just one energy force. What power or creator, whatever you want to call it. The ascension is the culmination of the soul's God victorious sojourn in time and space. What that means really is that we're transcending. Right now we're living in space time. But in reality, when we ascend, there will no longer exist time or space. Things will just be. And all things will be eternal and infinite. So it's not an easy concept to express in our limited vocabulary of words. It would be easier probably to express it from the perspective of absolute knowledge. All right, let's see. It is the reward of the righteous, that it is the gift of God after the last judgment, before the great white throne, in which every man is judged according to their works. Okay? The ascension was experienced by Enoch, of whom it is written that he walked with God. And he was not for God took him. By Elijah, who went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and by Jesus, although his ascension did not take place on the occasion when the scripture records that he was taken up into a cloud into heaven. The ascended master, El Moriah, has revealed that Jesus made his ascension from Shambhala after his passing in Kashmir. That's a little bit more information than we really need to address at this point. But basically, the reunion with God in the ascension signified the end of the karma. We basically eliminate all our negativity, all our issues. All our crap is, I like to use that word, even though it's not the best word to use, but it's very encompassing. It comprehends so much because there are so many aspects of us that are hard to define that exist. It is the loss. We have lost our connection with the God consciousness. Therefore, when we have lost this connection, we become enveloped in darkness and in shadow. And not only that, but we are separated from the God consciousness through a very serious thick veil. And by releasing all of this karma, other denominations call it sin, or in science, you could say cause and effect. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So once we are able to eliminate all of these factors from us, what we will have is an incredible, brilliant, vibrant, high frequency of energy, which will allow us to move upward and connect with the Godhead and live in complete union with the creator of all things. So it signifies the rounds of karma and also the rebirth of the having to reincarnate and having to become children and then grow up and gradually learn and process. We will have eliminated all of this from our life. And so our life will pretty much be heaven on earth. And we will be able to live in unison with the Lords of Glory in the goal of life, the sons and daughters of God will be once again reunited with God. And Jesus said, "No man hath ascended up to heaven, but that he came down from heaven, even the Son of Man." By the salvation of the self-elevation, the consciousness raising up of the Son of God within the temple, the soul puts up her wedding garment and fulfill the office of the Son of Light. Now, Son is a play on words, obviously, the S-O-N and the S-U-N, and the manifestation. When we ascend through the Christ self to the Lord, the I Am Presence will be at one with us, and we will never again be separate from God, and God will dwell among us. And you'll wonder, why would God dwell among us? Well, we are now no longer separated by a veil of forgetfulness and of karma and of sin, because at this point our vibration is too low for us to really be in coexistence with God. However, our flame, when it was separated from us, as we came further and further down in the different levels until the energy became materialized, you know, we can also reverse the process. And that's exactly what the ascension is. It's the reversal of the process of materialization, being transformed into higher energy vibration, where we become again connected to the God consciousness. All right. Now, that being said, what I'd like to address now is the awakening process, which is basically the awakening and becoming aware of the God consciousness, of our connectedness with God. But not only that, the most important part is our becoming aware of our divinity, and not only becoming aware, but actually experiencing that connection. And that's where the different techniques of meditation will be utilized, so that you can actually begin to experience that. And I need to say that in order to achieve results, if you truly want to pursue this, then feel free to join us and recommend this show to anyone who's also seeking the same experience of ascension, the same experience of oneness or a connection with a God consciousness, because it will require a certain level of your commitment. I'm willing to commit my time and effort on this show to you, so that you too can participate and be an active member of this ascension process. Some of you may already be well informed and well knowledged. However, that may not be true of everyone. As a matter of fact, I know it's not true of everyone. So the goal is to help everyone. And for those of you who are more knowledgeable and you would like to provide some experiences about your own personal experience in this rebirthing that we're going to be going through and are actually starting to go through, then please feel free to do, because as members of this planet, the more we cooperate with each other, the more we're co-participants, the stronger we all become, and the quicker our evolution take shape. So, and this is part of the focus, or I should say, one of the main focuses of Research Center for Inner Awareness, which is the main organization behind New Consciousness, New World. The Research Center for Inner Awareness provides you powerful life-changing information. And we also have cutting-edge transformational techniques. And these techniques are some of the techniques I will be sharing with you. And the purpose of these techniques is to further help you to reveal and align with the power core healing energies of your soul, to connect to your true self, not what you've been conditioned by your teachings, by your school, by your friends, family, the environment around you, by television, the media, everything you're exposed to on a daily basis, but to truly connect with that essence of who you are, your higher self, your true self. And the higher self is connected to God. Now, there is a little bit of a difference. I like to make a distinction. The soul, the true self, is when you learn the purpose for being here. When you connect to your true self, you discern what your true path, what your life's highest purpose is. And the way you obtain this information is by connecting to your higher self. The higher self does not need to discern what your higher path is. The higher self knows that path, and it's that part of you, that essence that connects your divine essence that resides within your body and gives you life, to that divine essence that is God consciousness, that exists in perfect harmony and relevance with the hierarchies of light and also with the God consciousness. And a lot of this information is being given to me as we are speaking. As a matter of fact, I'm a little surprised at some of the words coming out of my mouth. These further help us to, again, to connect with the core energy of the soul. And to accomplish this, we need to perfection our body and our mind and unite the body and mind and the soul, the true self, with higher self, so that in unison, we become a stronger, more powerful energy. Right now, you could say that our energies are divided between the physical, the mental, the emotional, which comprehend part of the mind and the body aspect of our existence. However, when you bring the mind and the body through disciplined, intentional discipline, you can actually connect it with the true self, the higher consciousness, the higher self. And when we are able to do that, then that's when we can manifest the Christ consciousness and make miracles happen in our life and in our world. We can do healing. We can walk on water. And we can say into the mountain, mountain, get up and go into the sea. And it will, because that is foretold by Yeshua in the Bible. And, you know, I believe in the word of God. I believe in the word of Jesus. And I believe in what we're being told, because he was here to show us the way. And our job, my job as a spiritual being and as a teacher, a spiritual teacher, is to connect with the word of God. For this, I'll ask you also to discern. There are many teachers out there whose focus is exclusively to focus on channeling and tarot reading and connecting with the dead. While I really don't need to get into that, I will say this. All of those things are given. Your intuition, knowing the future, all of that and everything else is given to you when you connect with your higher self. Because when you connect to the higher self, you transcend the limitations of time, space. And that's when you can access all this information. And it just becomes natural to your being. You don't have to sit there requesting this or that or the other, or even reading cards. The cards are a way of focusing the energy. And so are the crystals. However, the gift has to be within, and you have to have a level of a certain level of energy vibration to be able to connect with that information that exists in the universe and is part of our existence. Now we are going through the Bind temple and mind and the connecting with the true self and bringing the emotional, the mind, bodies into unison, we reach our physical, mental, and peak, which is connecting with the higher self. This is required to achieve what basically this show is about, a new consciousness. And through this new consciousness, we manifest a new world. The world is going through a major transformation, and it is the intent of this show and our organization, Research Center for Inner Awareness, to assist in this incredible, powerful process. How we're going to do that is through self-empowerment spiritual techniques that bring balance, focus, and centeredness by working with your faith system. Because if you think about it, it is your faith where your foundation of who you are resides. It is through your faith, through the beliefs within the faith system that allow you to or provide your preconceptions, your judgments, your conclusions, even your learning process, okay? And by connecting with the higher consciousness, we're able to see beyond the conditioning, the pre-existing conditioning, where we go beyond and move beyond the ego, and we can really, truly become more enlightened and aware beings. You know, it's always fascinating, and this is something I won't have with those of you who are listening on the show, but it's so powerful when I do the workshops, and I see the transformation of the people the first day of the workshop when they come in. Now, these are 16-hour workshops, you know, broken down in 2 days, but it's extremely, extremely powerful, and the change that takes place in the people as they gradually learn a different set of techniques, which each technique builds on another technique and another technique and another technique. It's incredible, powerful to see how their lives are changed and transformed. And then, of course, towards the end of the first day and throughout the second day, you actually get to see that the information, what you're getting, it's not something made up, but you can actually see in reality that this is actual information, because you know what? You're going to have the feedback. You have the feedback to see that it's actually true and this is not made up. When you experience this, it gives you so much confidence in that the information you're getting through the methodology that you're going to learn here, through the techniques, is so powerful, and you will see that it actually provides you with what you need. And it's not imaginary. It's not, you know, magical or witchcraft or any of that. But you'll actually see the results for yourself. And when that happens, it's so powerful for me as the participant in this journey that I have the privilege to have with you, because a person's life changes that at that moment, and they see the world from a totally different perspective. And when you see that transformation in a human being, it's extremely powerful. And it's very moving, not just for them, but for me to watch as well. I get to repeat and see it from different perspectives with each person that participates in the workshop. So it's a powerful, powerful gift for me as a teacher and a workshop leader. So I hope that this is valuable for you. But the commitment that I need you to make right now is that you will participate, that you will do your best to come to each session on every other Monday so that we can actually put a process in place which will lead us to a much higher level. And this is free. A lot of people have to pay good money for this, and you are getting not everything that I teach, of course, on the workshops, but you will be getting the things that will help you to some degree for free. And my request would be that you don't undervalue them just because they are free. On the contrary, these are gifts from spirit, and I don't mind at all sharing them with you for free. However, my request is that you honor them and that you apply them on a regular basis. So, for example, if we learn a technique today, you would apply that for the entire week, 2 weeks that follow until the next show. I would recommend for your own growth that you write those techniques down so that you can see the progress, so that you can see the picture. Because sometimes we get bits and pieces, and it's not until we take a time to look back and read everything together that we see the full picture. So let's continue. And this is some of this is going to be on Chapter 14 of the Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, written by Esperanza S. Ray, which is me. And this is some of the information that Metatron talks about initiating the awakening for the ascension process, because it's only through the awakening that we can ascend. Metatron goes on, humanity is finally learning to develop the most important and valuable tool available. Now, I'm sure you might have guessed already what that tool is. It's the power of your mind. Okay, it's the power of your imagination, because it's through imagination that we connect with the other side. Okay, this precious tool is your mind. You have used your mind in many ways for art, construction, science, technology, and much more. Now you can learn to use it in a totally different manner. There have been many throughout history who have already used this part of their brain and used it in a special way. These people are usually labeled in one way or another. The titles vary from the positive, like saint, genius, magician, magi, and holy man, to other titles that are not so so positive, like crazy, eccentric, witch, sorcerer, evil, so on, right? Who knows? Maybe some of you have even been called some of those. I know I have. So you just have to learn to forgive people and let it go, because it's really not your issue. It's really their issue. They're just projecting it, and you're reflecting that issue back to them. All right. So we call, the source creates everyone equally with the same gifts and free will. Can a father favor one child over another? While that may be true for humanity, it's not true for God. Through these titles, you create a separation or a boundary between you and them. By them, I'm referring to people who develop their intuition in spirituality. As a result of these titles, you are not required or expected to be like them. And that's our cop-out, you know? That's a way to cop out, and if whether you we realize it or not, by labeling them, we're saying, I'm not that, so therefore, I don't have to do that, or I don't have those abilities. But guess what? You do. You just haven't taken the time or the trouble to accomplish that, okay? And that's what one of the things we are going to be doing here. As a result of these titles, you're not required or expected to be like them. What does that mean? It means that you do not need to hold yourself accountable to fulfilling your highest purpose. No requests are made of you. You can go on being who you are, who you think you are at least, what you are led to believe you are by your environment. But there's also a catch. You don't get to see the magnificence of who you are, and that's the downside. There's only one problem. Look where you are. Reality has a way of catching up with you, or better yet, evolution. Nature shows you that you evolve or die. It is that simple. In this section of the message, we hope to provide you with options and methods of achieving your full potential. We wish to help you overcome the boundaries that separate you from your true genius. In truth, there are no boundaries. The only separation is mental, or I should say, it's a lack of imagination or absence of imagination. We are all one. When you separate from others, you separate from yourself. Because this separation is mental, it is here that you need to begin. How? You already know the answer to that. I have said this from the beginning. Go within, okay? We will be more specific. All right. So, guys, we're already 30 minutes into the show. And what I like to do right now is go within. So,
How about if we do that? All right. I think it is that this is a good point to help us to understand how to meditate. Now, I'm sure many of you have already are familiar with different ways to meditate. However, to kind of put us all on the same page and to make sure we're all going into the same level, basically, the level we want to achieve is a level of called alpha. And this level is basically, what is alpha exactly? Alpha is a state of being where you are vibrating, or your body, once you go into this level, starts to vibrate at the same level as the universe in perfect balance. So when you connect, you're not just connecting to the physical universe, you're connecting to the heart within the existing universe, that part of the universe which connects with the God, the creator head, the energy, the vital life force of all that is. And it is when you connect to that, that your body, that's why people who meditate maintain themselves much younger, because anywhere from 10 to 20 years, believe it or not. And the wonderful thing about this is how this happens is very simple. When you connect, when you go into this level of meditative state, your body begins to vibrate at the perfect energy vibration, bringing everything into perfect balance and perfect harmony. And at this state, your body begins to regenerate and heal itself. And when this happens, you'll find that you will not get sick as much, and gradually you won't get sick at all. This has been true for me. This year I've been releasing a lot of things because I'm being tested for different things that I'm going to be doing in the near future. However, unless you're releasing a lot of negativity into the body all at once, you will find that you'll gradually be eliminating the negativity that exists until you reach each time a higher and more perfect level of energy vibration. And it doesn't necessarily require you a long period of time, because like I said, at this level of the mind, when you exist at this level of the mind, or when you're at this level of the mind, time and space don't exist. So even 1 minute, if you set the intent of 1 minute being the equivalent of 1 hour, that's exactly what will be. And I've done this before, especially when you want to sleep for very long periods of time and you don't have a lot of time to sleep. Sometimes when you have to do a lot of work and you know you're not going to have enough time to sleep, before you go to sleep, go to a meditative state, which we will share. And once you accomplish that, do a relaxation, which might help you if you don't fall asleep already. And when you do that, you can condition yourself to say, okay, let's say you have just 5 hours. Well, during this period of time, I will have slept enough amount of hours as of healthy sleep as if I have slept the whole entire night. Or each hour will be equivalent to 1 hour of actual sleep. Or 2 hours, excuse me, of actual sleep. So if you condition yourself that way, you'll actually, your body, your mind, your consciousness will actually create this state, so that you'll be going from the different levels of sleep gradually, but faster than you would normally do. The important thing is that you go through each one of them so that you can actually regenerate yourself. And what you're creating in a way is a time loop, where at the physical level, the time will remain the same. But at the higher level, you're actually regenerating at the time you're supposed to. Because again, here, no time space exists. Therefore, you can be here as long as you want and return to the time that you want. So it's really very interesting how this all works, but it's extremely powerful. All right. We have less time left on our clock, so let's get started. What you want to do is put your feet flat on the floor, or if you'd like, you can always sit in half lotus position, or like Indian style would be another way to put it. And once you sit Indian style or half lotus position, put your hands on top of your knees. You can put them flat or you can put them facing up. My preference is facing up because you're connecting to the energy and it comes in through the hands and it penetrates into the body as well as through the crown chakra if that is open to you. If not, it will come in through your hands. All right. So then what you do is you close your eyes, take a deep breath, and as you exhale, feel perfect energy penetrating through your entire body. Hold it in and visualize the energy penetrating each aspect of your body all the way to the toes. And as you exhale, any stress, ligament pressures, or discomfort is automatically released. First of all, I'm explaining the process, then I'll walk you right through it, okay? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to be doing a total of three different exercises and breathings, excuse me. And then once we do the breathing, I will actually walk you through the process of relaxation. And this is a very quick method which you can apply anytime, any place. The best way to meditate is 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes around noon or the time that you eat, you have lunch, and before you go to bed. 5 minutes is good. 10 minutes is better, and 15 minutes is the best because all you need is really 15 minutes to be at that level. And if you do that throughout the day, it will basically reinforce the energy and bring your body back into perfect alignment with the vibration of the universe, and everything will just flow perfectly. Now, today we're just going to go into through the relaxation process. In our next show, and I'm going to keep track of all of this, we'll be going to another technique. And gradually, we'll create a trigger mechanism where you will be able to go into this state automatically with a lot of ease. So those are some of the things that are going to be coming up in the next show. All right, let's go ahead and get started. Feet can be flat on the floor because that's something we always have around us. If you prefer, when you're at home, you're also welcome to sit in a half lotus position. All right? Put your hands on your lap. Relax. Take in a deep breath and bring in relaxation and healing. Slow and deep breath. And as you exhale, release tensions, pressures, stress, any negativity or discomfort in the body. Now remember to inhale slowly and exhale slowly and deeply. All right? So take a deep breath. Visualize it as it penetrates, moving all the way through your body, all the way to the tips of the toes. And then as you exhale, visualize all negativity just flowing out through the breath. And it is better to inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth, just much like the way you do when you sleep, okay? All right. Breath number two. Take in a deep breath. Feel the breath healing, soothing, bringing you into perfect oneness and moving through your entire body all the way to the tips of your toes, bringing you deeper and deeper into a relaxed, healthier level of being. Exhale any negativity, discomfort, stress, tiredness. Just let it go. Relax and go deeper. Take another deep breath slowly and feel the breath healing, rejuvenating, bringing you in perfect alignment, penetrating from the head all the way to the tips of your toes and to the tips of your hands, relaxing, soothing, and healing every part. Feel as you exhale, you release all negativity, all stress, all discomfort. It's a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed. To go into a more relaxed state of being and also to understand for your body to experience what it is like to be relaxed, I'm going to ask you to imagine a blue and white light at the top of your scalp. Imagine a blue and white light at the top of your scalp. Feel it penetrating the scalp. You feel a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation, which indicates that your scalp is completely relaxed. Now feel this beam of white and blue light moving down your forehead, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel it moving down to the eyes, eyelids, penetrating within your brain, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel it moving down to the rest of your face, relaxing, soothing, healing this part of your body. Feel your face relaxed, tingling, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation. It is a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed. Penetrates all the way to the most subatomic particle. Now feel the beam of blue and white light moving down your neck and shoulders. Feel as if gentle hands were massaging your neck and shoulders. And feel how it relaxes, soothes, and heals this part of your body. Relax and go deeper. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down your shoulders, through the elbows, the lower arms, wrists, all the way to the tips of your fingers, relaxing, soothing, and healing. Relax and go deeper. Now feel the beam of blue and white light again at the shoulders and neck level, again relaxing, soothing, healing this part of your body. Again feel the gentle hands massaging your neck and shoulders, releasing all stress from ligament pressure, any discomforts, any soreness, tiredness in that area. Feel it relaxing, soothing, healing, penetrating deep into this part of your body. Feel yourself relaxed, going deeper and deeper. Now feel the blue and white light moving down the chest, and upper back. Feel it penetrate within every system or organ within this part of the body. Now feel the beam of blue and white light move down to your stomach and middle back area, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of your body. Go deeper, feel more relaxed, releasing all tensions and ligament pressures. Now feel the beam of blue and white light penetrate into the lower abdomen and lower back, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of your body. Relax and go deeper. Now focus your attention on your thighs and feel the beam of blue and white light penetrate into your thighs, moving through the knees, the calves, the ankles, through the feet, all the way to the tips of your toes, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of the body. Such a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed. Go deeper. Now visualize the beam of blue and white light again at the top of your scalp and just feel it scanning from head to forehead to eyes to face, neck, shoulders, arms, and all the way to the tips. Again, neck, shoulders, chest, upper back, stomach, middle back, abdomen area, lower back, thighs, knees, calves, ankle, through the feet all the way to the tips of your toes. Relax Go deeper. Relax. Go deeper. Relax. Go deeper. Now, I'm going to add a little bit more to this wonderful meditation to relax. I want you to mentally project yourself into a woods where there's a creek. And I want you at the count of three to visualize this place. Just take a moment. As I count to three and I snap my fingers, visualize this place. One, two, three. Visualize this place. Take in everything that surrounds you, the trees, the soft grass beneath your feet, the bushes, flowers, and you hear the gentle flowing of the water. This sound is helping you to go deeper and deeper into a more relaxed, healthier level. And as you step into this wide creek, about 3 feet deep, there is a water lily at the water's edge. Lie down into the water lily as it rocks you into a deeper, more relaxed state of being. Step into the water lily, gigantic water lily, and allow yourself to be gently rocked as if you were in your mother's womb. Stay there for a moment until you next hear my voice. Relax. Feel the water lily gently rocking you in place. Going deeper, deeper into a more relaxed level of mind. Relax and go deeper. All right, now that you're perfectly relaxed with your eyes still closed, step away from the water lily and go back onto the grass and allow your feet to feel the grass. Allow your feet to ground themselves and release any discomfort that you may feel. All right. Take a moment to experience what your body feels like to be perfectly relaxed. Connect with your body. Feel your body. What does it feel like to be completely relaxed? Relax and go deeper. All right, now I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and at the count of 5, you'll open your eyes, be wide awake. You'll be perfectly fine, in perfect health, and in perfect vibration, in perfect flow with the universe, in oneness with the rhythm of all that is, in perfect balance. 1, 2, coming out slowly. When you at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, and you will be in perfect oneness with the rhythm of the universe, in perfect state of being, perfect balance, perfect harmony, perfect health. 4, 5, open your eyes slowly. Allow yourself to feel and continue to connect your body in this state of relaxation. It is a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed. At this level of the body and mind, everything flows in perfect harmony. All right. We are coming to the end of the program, and I wanted to welcome you back in 2 weeks. Throughout these next 2 weeks, I would ask you if you're going to be serious of participating in our awakening series to commit yourself to participate in every week we will provide you, or almost every week, we will, every other week, I'm sorry, we will provide you with a new technique that you can apply to your everyday life. And feel free to share with us. Again, remember, one way to help us all would be to share your experience with others. So I would very much like to invite you to come to researchcia.com, and on our community tab, there is a consciousness blog. So write your experiences on there and share with each other so that you can all participate and meet people from other parts that are also participating in this experience, and share the information that you'd like. So again, I want to invite you back in a couple of weeks where we will continue with this series, New Consciousness, New World. This is your host, Esperantha Ray, wishing you a wonderful week. Don't forget to practice.